Hello. Now, I really like a quote that I read by a man called Norman Rice. Dare to reach your hand out into the darkness, to pull another hand into the light. This quote got me thinking. From the moment we enter into the world, we have an innate desire to survive. As babies, we cry. Some of us a great deal more than others, but in any case, scientists have found that we're all hardwired to respond to the sound of a crying, making us attentive and priming our bodies to respond whenever we hear it, even if the baby isn't ours. We hear the sound of a baby crying or something crying, and our sympathetic system, which is the body's rapidly involuntary response to dangerous or stressful situations, becomes activated. It doesn't matter that studies show babies cry even when there's nothing wrong. We still want to help. We want to do something to make it right. Now, as a parent myself, I can definitely relate to this. In terms of this baby, most of us would usually go through a conscious tick box process to identify why the baby's crying. You feed the baby, change its nappy, wrap it up warm, maybe sing to it, and if after doing these things the baby becomes really calm, babbling, maybe laughing before drifting off to sleep, you experience a great feeling of satisfaction. And probably inside you say, I did it. I helped and I made a difference. I gave the baby what it needed and it responded. So it makes sense that we feel more accomplished when we can clearly see the impact of our help and can visually see how this has affected others or a single person. On a daily basis, most of us want to help people. We want to have a positive impact on where they are in their lives and how they're feeling. I have some mobility challenges, and when I'm out doing the grocery shopping, for example, holding what looks like, or sometimes is, a heavy bag, a stranger will often very kindly offer to lift shopping bags into the boot of my car for me. This is a kind of help we can see and something that we can all easily engage in our daily lives, helping or being helped this way. And these clear, simple moments of support really help to boost my quality of life. There is also another form of help we give others that we tend to forget about. It's the help we can't really pick up or specifically define. It's not there in a really obvious shape or measure. Yet it's so powerful. It might be something we say to someone, or the way we've said it, the way we've presented something, or the way we create an idea that sparks a unique response for that person, motivating them to move on, improve or develop areas of their lives. Everything that happens during this new spark moment takes place in a subtle and quiet way, often leaving us unaware of the power in this quiet place. You may be managing health challenges or disabilities that can often make you feel less valued or whole in a way. But every time you reach your hand out, you engage that powerful and quiet energy to help someone realise their potential. And then you see, here, something great happens and takes place. Your hopeful, optimistic and unlimited mindset allows for a healing energy to flow freely from you to others and then back to you again, while also moving out along those new energy paths created from the hands of those you hold and help along the way. Bye-bye.